الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منكر خلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم لا يصلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القار والأسم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه الأطاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل حول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير، الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. صدق الله المولانا. Before starting on the talk proper, by way of introduction, one or two things. One is that when we came, first time I entered the masjid from this side, and when I came in, such a huge masjid. We were used to, it was a long time I suppose that we came. The masjid was smaller with the extension, mashallah, it made one so happy. May Allah increase the masjid also, and all those who took part in it, may Allah reward them tremendously, and may Allah let more and more masjid people, our masjid, may the extension take place more, and this is a clear sign that there are more Muslims. Then another thing, Maulana Sulaiman mentioned to me, Imam Sahib, which makes my heart even more happier, may Allah include us all in here. He said that the Musallis here, 1 hour before the Hajjah time, they are in the masjid already. MashaAllah, that's a very, very good time. May Allah bring us alive in the whole Ummah. There are still places, Zanzibar, Tanzania, etc., where the Hajjah Azan also takes place. Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif also. In these places also, the Hajjah Azan still takes place. So may Allah bring that quality into us and many other what we thought we got of some people in our mind. May Allah make us also like that, how they devote themselves to the ibadah of Allah Ta'ala. And here also there are those people, mashallah, who are devoted to Allah's ibadah with heart and soul. May Allah bring that reality within us, inshallah. Then our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, used to say that before every bayana, make muzakra, discuss one sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can become alive in the ummah again. And this is really our life, brother. This is the thing, but if we follow sunnah, it's a solution to many problems. Today we say what is happening in the world, this is happening, that is happening, what is the solution? Nobody seems to give the solution. The solution, sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we don't have to have many academic discussions, many proofs of things, etc. Just one way we follow the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we don't have to go into deep discussions, what's the benefit of this, what's the harm of this, etc. We have got one thing in our life, and that is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah fill that in our heart. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum was high heart for the sunnah. He would just say, this is the sunnah and finish. No other discussion. We going to do this. May Allah give that spirit to us. and we might not be an angel, but lot of effort is being made on us, our youth, our women, on everyone from every angle to cut us off from the sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So all may Allah put that conviction in our hearts. May Allah put that love for the sunnah into our heart, that I have to follow the sunnah no matter what the world thinks. Doesn't matter, but I am going to follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Rahmatullah alayhi said many very beautiful poems with regard to the great value, importance, necessity, benefits of sunnah. One such poem which Allah in His infinite mercy has made known in the whole world. Everywhere you go, you find the poem, and the poem is Naqsh-e Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naqsh-e Nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste. Allah jalla jalaluhu se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. Naqsh-e qadam Nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. The following in the footsteps of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, that is practicing the sunnah, this is the road to Jannah. And Allah se milate hai, not only that you will get Jannah, Jannah is still a long way. We have to live our whole life still. And then the life of the qabr, Allah knows how long that is. Then the day of Qiyamah, what a day that will be, inshaAllah. Allah, out of His kindness and mercy, will grant all of us this Jannah. May Allah grant it to all the Muslims of the world. May Allah make everyone to become a Muslim, a reciter of the Kalima, the whole creation, and everyone enters the Jannah of Allah. So that Jannah is there, but it is credit, udha. And the other thing is that Jannah is there, but at the moment, Jannah sir aankho pe. There is Bhai Dawood, Manana Ved, that Jannah is there, but jo aarif hai, a person who has recognized Jannah, Allah Ta'ala, ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, recognition of Allah, wo dil mein aarif ke Jannah ko liye hai. Now already he's got the creator of Jannah in his heart. That Jannah will come on its time. But if you get the creator of Jannah, how beautiful is Jannah? That is the creator. The creator, how beautiful must he be that he created this Jannah. Allah could make the Jannah even more beautiful than what he sees. Allah could make many other Jannahs also. Allah, and if you get Allah, today all the beauty that we see in the world, whichever form of beauty, beautiful scenery, sunrise, sunset, the seas, the lakes, the dams, the mountains, the valleys, the gorges, all beautiful things you see, who is the creator of it all? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what must be the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We cannot imagine how beautiful Allah ta'ala is. So by following sunnah, we will get the Jannah also, and نقشِ قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملا کے ہے سنت کے راستے and sunnah will connect us with Allah سبحانہ وتعالی and that won't be credit now a person will get that connection with Allah سبحانہ وتعالی as we will try and explain in these ayat that how when a person has the recognition معرفت of Allah تعالی what enjoyment that person gets. The people of the world have just said in many of his poems, all the people of the world together cannot get one iota, one ayat of what that enjoyment is. In fact, Hadrat quotes one poem in which he prays that what do we people of dunya know what is the love of Allah? Ask Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam when the knife was being put on his throat. And he was being slaughtered for Allah's pleasure. We will say destruction in this. And they say Jannah, Allah's pleasure. And to have Allah's pleasure, that is the greatest thing. What is one in min Allah Akbar. Hey, the greatest thing is that whatever we do, that also hopefully we will discuss how to progress and on the various levels and then reach that stage where in our heart and mind is only one thing, not my pleasure, not my comfort, not my enjoyment, but the pleasure of Allah. Allah must be happy with me. Whatever I do, Allah must be happy with me. And we look forward to that. May Allah bring that reality within us. And the value of sunnahs also, it's not long ago that whenever we used to buy that rice, and many of us will remember when the ladies had to spend hours cleaning the rice. There were small pieces of stones, grass, etc. They had to spend a long time to clean the rice. And nowadays, that the rice is clean, it's already ready, they're clean. So in those days, when a person bought a kilo, 10 kilos of rice, he knew that I'm paying for stones also. And I'm paying the price of rice for the stones. And I'm paying for the pieces of grass. And that's also because they weigh 10 kilos, whatever it was, it has to be there. But in there are stones and grass. And after buying it, he looks after the stones and the grass also. Just like he looks after the rice. From the weather condition, somebody mustn't steal it, whatever, he looks after it. But when the lady sat and separated now the stones from the rice and the pieces of grass, etc., now the stones and pieces of grass have got no value. Now it's thrown outside. A dog will urinate on it. Nobody is worried about it now. People trample on it, walk on it. Nobody is worried about it now because it's separated people. We are like the stones and pieces of grass. And we were connected with Sunnah. We were connected with the Masajid. We were connected with the Ulama. So we also have value. And Allah, our value in the eyes of Allah, because we were together, that munasabah, that togetherness with that life. So Allah looked after us like the life. The Sunnah, because we were connected with Sunnah. Every home we used to Quran, so this reading used to come, which is now the enemy made effort. They replaced it with the TV and all other things, videos, etc., films, etc. All that is replaced now in our homes. Now people are engaged in those things. And in those days, our makati, our the learning of Quran, Sharif, etc., was a priority in the eyes of the people. And so much so that there was one time during school holidays, that time March and September were about 10 days holidays, then madrasa at the beginning used to be twice a day. Now if I have madrasa in holidays, it's a big problem. Morning and evening we should have madrasa. And then during the June and December holidays, which were longer holidays, then they should also have about 10 days or so, half the holiday, two times a day madrasa. And today the madrasa hours also have been cut, our maktab. The hours also have been cut. So today, that all those things are gone because and today we know what our condition. Those days, one breadwinner in the house, family of 10 were eating. Hey, nobody else has to earn a living, one breadwinner. And the simple lifestyle, all eating comfortably, living nicely, and lot of barakah and muhabbat also. Today almost everyone is earning his living. The wife also, husband also, the children also, but still no barakah, no muhabbat. All these things are gone. They have been replaced. Moral values have been replaced with material things. As somebody has said it very rightly, today our way of life has become that we buy things which we don't need with money that we don't have. Okay? And why we do it? To impress people who we don't like. We buy things what we don't need with money that we don't have, and to impress people that we don't like. We buy so many things. Which we don't need. They buy it, it's a novelty, you use it for a few days, and then it's finished, you don't use it anymore. With money that you don't have, you borrow from the bank. Today everyone says, to go to the bank, nobody has got money to borrow one another anymore. Before, people used to still borrow money, but that those days are also gone. Now it's from the bank you borrow. So it's money that you don't have, and you buy things that you don't need, and just to impress people that you don't like. You impress the neighbors, you impress somebody else, you want to show them a point. I also can drive this kind of motor car. I also can live in this kind of a house, etc. So that has become. So that sunnahs, when they were there and we were connected with ulama, we should sit in the majalis of the ulama and we should recite Quran Sharif. And maktab ta'aleem was a priority in our lives. Deen was a priority. Then our value by Allah was like that. But today when nobody cut us off, we ourselves cut ourselves from sunnah.
And today, almost in every place, sunnahs have been taken out. So, for example, in our meeting, today there is a notion that is going around that to eat with spoon and fork. Commonly, people, many people in the world today accept to spoon and fork. May Allah keep us to the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Eating at the table has become very common. And now, alhamdulillah, with all the effort carrying on, many people sit on the floor. And in fact, few weeks ago, we went to one house, and they called us inside, and we went. There was a discussion time there. And to this extent, we told that the family is a little bit weak. So the two sons, or they are also, they come visit, but they maintain full purpose. And this is separate, they sit and eat here, and on the floor with the dastarkhan. Otherwise, then you take the steps, the table and chair, we sit at the table and chair. It just was replaced with this sunnah of sitting on the floor. And how much of benefits of sitting on the floor? And sunnahs have to be followed, not because of the benefit, right? Because it is sunnah. Many times we do read the du'as when we go on safar. We must read them, but we read them generally for protection. If we can read them, because it's a sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Protection will come, by the way. We, when going on a journey, we give some sadaqah, which is good, we must do it. But we give it for our protection. That is what we're doing, the right thing, but we're doing it for our purpose. To make Allah happy. Because I'm giving the sadaqah to make Allah happy. I'm reading my morning even in dua to make Allah happy. And the benefits, no problem, they are there. So, and they are by the way, and we get that. But we should do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah, to try and learn every sunnah. And then to have the love of every sunnah. Perhaps we cannot still make amal on every sunnah, but that love of it must be in our heart. And we must try to increase that love all the time. To learn the sunnahs, to love the sunnah, to practice on the sunnah, and to teach the sunnah, spread the sunnah to others also, in our homes, wherever, that we should try and propagate and teach the sunnah. And there are many homes we have seen, you enter, that they've got a sunnah alert. That is sunnah. When you enter the house, sunnah alert. Read this dua when you enter. All the different aspects. May Allah make that come alive in us, inshallah. With the connection and munasabat with the ayat of Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi that I have recited, one great sunnah is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that I wish there is one surah in the Quran Sharif. Some of the words of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam has come for Surah Yaqeen Sharif also. So Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi, and in yes, that it has got 30 ayahs, there is great encouragement. So 1 month is 30 days. So if we just learn one ayat a day, in 30 days, let's learn the whole surah. And mashallah, there have been some people, elderly people, very old, and they said, we have started one ayat a day, and we have learned Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi. And we are fulfilling the wish and the happiness of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if we learn it. If you say a person who recites Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi, it is protection from the azab of the qabr in the qabr. And that is a very, very serious matter. How Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he should go to a qabr, how he should cry. Because this is the first stage. If a person passes here, he passes everywhere. May Allah make us among those, and that be our worry. Today, we won't find hardly anyone who tells us, make dua, I pass at the time of morn. Pass in the qabr. Yes, many people will say, my son, my daughter are writing this exam, are writing that exam, make dua, they pass. This is the main exam that we have to be worried about. But it means our worry and concern for it, perhaps it's the need. Very, very little we have got that worry. So by reading Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi, Allah will protect that too. So may Allah give us topic to learn Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi and also to read it inshallah. The best time to read it, Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi and Alif Lam Mim Sajda, if he wants to para between Maghrib and Isha, at 5:40. Otherwise, even later. But as far as possible, we try and read it between Maghrib and Isha.
We are learning that also. And if we have learned it off by heart, then while walking from here to the car, path to the car,
we can read the Surah there.
If you see, we haven't got time. We can't sit it.
The best is to sit in one place and we read it. But if we feel we haven't got, while walking with it,
and it will most of the favors from
a lot of other idle thoughts. Today, generally, we are talking with one another.
Many times it makes a noise which is not correct also.
Near the precincts of the masjid, around there, and we are talking loudly.
And it causes inconvenience also.
But if we are reading, then we can just carry on with our recitation. May Allah give us strength. In the surah, Allah tabaraka ta'ala says, Tabarakallari ba'barakathe woza. Very blessed is that being. Allah Ta'ala, Zat Allah, He is very, very blessed.
And today, generally, all of us, we are looking for barakah. Right?
They make dua for barakah. For in everything, we want barakah. And barakah really is a very special and very great commodity from Allah Ta'ala. And barakah is not having plenty of something. Barakah is, you might have little, but Allah does all your work from this world.
One alim from Bangladesh,
Maulana Shamsul Alam, there was some matter where he was not involved in at all, but they arrested him, they took him in jail, etc. Then the top police came from the capital and they came there and they questioned him. So they asked him, what work you do? He says, I'm teaching in the Qaumi Madrasa. Qaumi Madrasa is the madrasa which is sponsored by the community. And then you get Aliyah Madrasa, which is by the government is run.
But the Darul Uloom,
both of them are. So that is run by the government, and this is run by the people.
So the one is, so he says, what makes us do that? Many people got their problem. My son will become an Ali.
Oh, many ulama who are studying students also, what wages were I doing?
No wages, how am I going to live, etc.
And people pass funny remarks about this also.
So he asked, why don't you teach in the Aliyah?
He said, I get lots of enjoyment teaching in this madrasa. Because we are we, how we want to teach, what we have to teach, that we teach. They ask, what enjoyment you get? He said that 10 times Allah took me for Hajj Baitullah. They were shocked. He said, officer, what a salary. He said, I haven't been once. With all my salary, I couldn't go once for Hajj Baitullah. And you have gone 10 times already with this salary of yours. When Allah puts barakah, then you might not be earning much. But just imagine, Hajj is only for us on the wealthy. But Allah puts so much of barakah that there are so many people who are just teaching in the madaris, in the makati, and they get to office every now and then. They are gone for Umrah, they are gone for Hajj, etc. So this is the barakah from Allah Ta'ala. So what will we see on barakah? We have to connect to Allah Ta'ala. That is it. If we want real barakah, connect ourselves to from where barakah comes. It's natural. Where you want to see or what you want to be connected with an empty man, you need an empty answer card. You want to be connected with Vodacom, you need a Vodacom SIM card. If you want to be connected with barakah, you need the connection with Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us that connection that we can have with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in some aspects here, oh Quran is permitted. And what subject matter Allah Ta'ala has put in the Quran Sharif. May Allah Ta'ala has explained that barakah, Tabarak al-Ladhi, biyadihi al-Mulk. That means in whose hand is the whole sovereignty, the whole universe, everything. In whose qudra, in whose power is everything. Naturally, barakah is going to be there. A person who doesn't have to go to a shop for collection, for example, for your madrasa, and you speak to the person who needs a sweeping that means. So if I've got nothing, what can I give you? You have to speak to the boss, he will give you. So if we look at losses, when our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali was building his masjid in the Khanqah, so he said that I will not collect from anyone. He says when I build my own house, I don't even collect from anyone. I'm building Allah's house. Allah will see to the expense. Hey, Allah will give the expenses when I'm building Allah's house.
For Allah's house, Ramasan will be collection.
It's permissible, 100% permissible. But these people who are that clever, hey, that their eyes are only on Allah Ta'ala, it's a complete different story with them. So when Allah barakat is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala, and in fact everything is only in the hands of Allah, then a person should only beg from Allah Ta'ala
and make his connection with Allah Ta'ala,
then see what and what won't Allah Ta'ala give that person. So this is the method of getting that person. Even in one country, one person who has come from another country, and there was a masjid, he wanted to burn the masjid. He went for collection to a few countries. One country, some Ali told him, how you are doing collection, that won't be successful. He said, what must I do then? He said, whatever you got, he was a working chancellor, ordinary working, you put it into the masjid. You start like that. Now, giving profit, whatever he is, which is not easy, was a person who is just earning a few rand, and for him to give all his money. But he gave it, Allah gave him, and we saw with our eyes what the, today his business is flourishing, his wealthy, his rich, his business is going on, his family life is very happy, everything. So this is when a person will give like this. And so much of encouragement in the hadith, may Allah give us this topic, that we also learn to spend in the right places and open our hearts and spend, and then we will see what barakat Allah. So don't make it also with the niyat of this barakat. Again, the niyat of the pleasure of Allah, that Allah must be pleased. I'm a user, and we keep on reminding ourselves, whatever I'm going to do, only for Allah. And at those moments when it's against our nafs and our desires, that this will even be more strong, that I must only do it for Allah's sake. And this year, it comes also in our ibadat also. Sometimes we make ibadat and we do it for our enjoyment. We enjoy the ibadat. And sometimes when we don't get the enjoyment, then we don't want to do it. But well, may Allah bring us to that, that at all times, whether we enjoy, don't enjoy, but it must be that what Allah pleases Allah Ta'ala. That is why we should be making all our ibadat also. So Allah is the one who possesses all the barakah. And the Yadihil Mulk, that is the whole entire universe, the sovereignty, is in the hands, is in the power and control of Allah Ta'ala. Now just see here how much of ma'rifat Allah is from. If we look from a few aspects which we learn from our Shaykh Rahmatullahi about this, that the world, we know it is round, little bit over, but basically it is round. So there are people who are living on the top part of the world also, the round world. And their legs are at the bottom and their heads are on top. They are walking around, they are doing everything. No problem, everyone understands. The cars that are moving, the wheels are at the bottom, the body is on top, trains, etc., buses, everything is carrying on. But the people who are at the bottom, it's just visualize the board, the earth. There are people on top also in that part of the world, and people are at the bottom also. So these people who are at the bottom, where are their legs? Their legs are on top. And the head is at the bottom. The cars also are moving like that. And the trains and buses also are moving like that. But if we ever hear that down in Cape Town, bottom of the earth, South America, Australia, the bottom part of the world, that there the things are going upside down. Never. For Allah, Qudrat is so great, that for Allah there is nothing in the world impossible is not with Allah. For us there are impossibilities. But for Allah there is nothing which is impossible. This point which we learn from our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi, explained that see our eye, the thing that sees in the eye is the pupil. A person has got brown eyes, green eyes, blue eyes, grey eyes, whatever. That is what is around the pupil. But the pupil itself, that everyone is black. Whether you got a green eye, whether you got a blue eye, but the pupil is black. And that is the thing that sees. So in darkness, complete blackness, Allah is black. What is the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala? We cannot imagine. So Allah Ta'ala is very, very great. So the people at the bottom, they raise on top, but we never see it like that. We see it. And the people on the side are walking all sideways. All sideways they are walking. But we never see it like that. This is the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And the system of Allah is carrying on all the time. Then take another example of this great control that Allah has got over the whole universe. Africa or any other country also, from the top, there are oceans around the land, Africa or, and water is coming from there. And the water, if this glass has to turn it around completely, no water will be left inside, all the water will fall down. But the water which is coming from the top, it just comes to the shore, and Allah system, then like a dog with his tail between his legs, the water goes backwards. The waves are hitting there at the shores in Durban, everywhere. But they just come to the shore and they go back. Otherwise, the work of water is not to stop at a point. Water just flows. Like people say, like a young person, his desires which he has got, which mashallah, explained very well, because students are all young also, all, and the desires of that time are very strong also. And they say that the desires, they just flow, they just move, you can't stop them. But as Allah Qudrat is, if we get connection with Allah Ta'ala, then the desires at that time, we can also just move. And we see, Sayyidina Yusuf Ali Salat wa Salaam, what a temptation was put in front of me. But his connection with Allah Ta'ala, and absolutely not one inclination towards the dunya, not in the least, just if he had an inclination also. So that means when we felt that connection with Allah Ta'ala. So that water which is coming down, it goes there. And water doesn't go from the bottom upward, but in the south of all the countries, at the bottom, Cape Town, etc., all the water is coming from the bottom, it's coming upward. And that also at the shore, and it goes down. And Allah's great Qudrat again. If the water carries on moving, all the land should have been covered. But Allah Ta'ala system, that it just stays, it comes to that point, and it moves back again. How great is not the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala? And not only that, that this universe is in the control of Allah Ta'ala, وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Allah is the power and qudrat over each and every thing. Allah's qudrat cannot be exhausted. Allah is unlimited in His qudrat. He is unlimited in His qudrat, in His ilm, in His everything. There is nobody who can ever, even make du'as to that extent. May Allah give us tawfiq to make the sunnah du'as as much as possible. Because the greatest du'as that you made on the surface of the earth till the day of Qiyamah is by none other than Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the du'a also, we can think, we make du'a. Ya Allah, I'm getting old, let me not get a stroke, let me not become paralyzed, I mustn't get heart attack, I mustn't get cancer. We can exhaust the list. But Allah system is unlimited. We just have to ask for afiyat. And one simple du'a, how beautiful Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyya wal-mu'afat al-jalima fi-dini wa-dunya wal-akhirah. Everything has come, the greatest du'a of afiyat. Allahumma inni as'aluka tamam al-afiyya wa-dawam al-afiyya wa-shukr al-afiyya. Oh Allah, I need the continuous dini afiyat and let you make shukr on afiyya. So there are Allah's qudrat, we must understand very vast and very great. And we don't know when, what can happen to a person, at what time. We are driving this side, but we don't know from this side what can he say better. There are so many things that can come to a person. So we just have to be those humble servants in the cause of Allah and submit to Him and make Him happy, and He will make us happy. We make Allah happy, then He will keep us happy. May Allah give us the tawfiq that our eyes are on the truth to make Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala happy. And then Allah Ta'ala explains the aspect of the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, which to us may seem impossible. Allah is the being who has created mort. Mort is a creation of Allah Ta'ala. Nobody dies of heart attack. Nobody dies of a motor car accident. That certificate they will write there. That happened. But if mort is not written, a person, nothing happens to him. He goes through the most terrible things. But if mort is not written, he doesn't die. He's still living. It's only, and sometimes the person is just sitting any part of it. When mort is written, only at the end Allah has created mort. And in fact, it comes clearly in the hadith. When people of Jannah will have entered there, may Allah make us all of them. And the people of Jahannam have gone there, may Allah save us all from there. Mort will be brought in the form of a sheep and slaughter. Now no more. People of Jannah will be there forever and ever, and no more. And in fact, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, the proof that we must not be indulging in this dunya, because this is not our option. Our object is us. He said, if dunya was our object, and we living for dunya, what shouldn't come? Because how many people, Allah Akbar, they make so much of money, and before they can use it or something, what comes to everything? Maulana Shaykh Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali, in this time, maybe about 80 years ago, 100 years ago, he said that one matter has just come to light. That one person was an extremely wealthy person, and he had his cellar filled with money, and many vaults he had made, and all kinds of money he had there, cash, coins, gold, diamonds, whatever, all. And so big that the door was a distance from there. His cellar inside had his own doors, etc. And he was admiring, my God, that. His workers didn't know that he is inside. And they closed the door there. Now he is dying there. And now there isn't so much of air, also suffocation also. And he became hungry. And all with all his money, and he's shouting, but they can't hear outside. There's nobody to answer him. He said, if I had 2 pieces of bread and a glass of water, that I should have been able to. But with all this huge amount of wealth, I can't do anything. Then it is all, when Allah, you have got connection with Allah, we all have heard, I won't go into the details, but those 3 people of Bani Israel who were caught in a cave, no cell phone, no emergency service, no nothing, but they make connection with Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala. When we have this connection with Allah Ta'ala, we know that normal office hours are from 9 to 4, more or less like that. Office, government office hours are like that. But Allah's office hours are 3 to 4. And Allah's office, and the best offer, time for Allah's office hours, so to say, is 2 o'clock in the morning. 3 o'clock in the morning, those that the best time. And to make that connection, you don't need a cell phone, battery gone flat, I'm gone out of air time. There's no connection here where I am. No, with a less connection, you just lift your hand and you make your connection. May Allah bless us with that. Now those people, where they lift their hands, people know now the connection is made directly to Allah. May Allah bless us one bit of this ocean to become mustajab da'wah. May Allah bless us with these qualities. So, and when you phone that, so to say, you make a phone call to Allah Ta'ala, you will never find a secretary there who will say the boss is gone out, or the boss is in a meeting, or something like that. No, Allah. And there won't be a recorded message there for Arabic press 1, for English press 2, for another language press 3. No, directly, you will speak to us. And the whole world together can phone. The phone won't be engaged. Everyone in the world that is turning to Allah and making dua, everyone will get special attention. Not that you are in a queue, that after, and there is a notice, that just be patient. What the time is given to the person there in the cell, you will be given the same amount of time also. Your matter will be handled, not immediately. The whole world together can make dua, nowhere is engaged with Allah Ta'ala. Everyone is given and given full attention. It is only we must please Allah and make him happy, then see what Allah Ta'ala will give us. And then again, if you haven't got the tongue to speak, you are dumb, Allah will listen to you also. Eh? Today when a person is handicapped, we see this person can be out of the way together. Eh? But by Allah, you get special attention. And if you are deaf, you can't hear, Allah will speak to you and you will get the message in your heart. Such is our Allah. It is just for us, and this is why we try and come out and speak, and I will admire Allah reward our mashayikh who have come and enlightened us about it. Otherwise, we were not aware of things like this. Things, the basic things, we were not aware, I speak on behalf of myself, when I say we, I mean I, that there is something like the Dhamma of Allah,
that we have to acquire the Dhamma of Allah Ta'ala.
We have to make namaz, we have to be obedient to Allah,
but there is something like the Dhamma of Allah.
And what is the enjoyment of the love of Allah? Like a person, biryani was cooked, and but they forgot to put salt in the biryani. Right? Now, how is it? Now, you just add the salt and see the difference. This is when you add the salt from on top. And when the salt was entered, was put in with the wadar, when they were making cooking, and the salt is gone in the meat also, into the potatoes also, into everything. How is it? What is that? So like that, a person makes the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, but the salt of the love of Allah is gone. Or a cup of tea you have, and even sugar added to the tea. And the minute you add the sugar, you stir it, now it's a complete different thing. How much don't you enjoy? So this is all when the love of Allah. And the more we gain the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, the more the love of Allah will come. And then Allah says, whatever we are doing, we are eating a plate of food, and a person will realize this is from Allah. He has kept his food. And also if you realize this, that the food is especially for you. Allah has sent that rice from Pakistan, and he has sent that butter from Australia, and he has sent that saffron wherever it comes from, and he has sent the potatoes from this farm, and he has sent the peas from that farm, and he has sent the masala from India. All that in one place, Allah sent it to me for me. Then you will appreciate Allah. If somebody gives us a special gift that is special for you, how much don't, if we can realize this water we're drinking, every drop that I'm drinking has been sent specially for me. Otherwise, I won't be able to drink it. It won't be in my share. Okay, so this is when we realize that Allah Ta'ala, how great Allah Ta'ala is. And Allah Ta'ala is the created what? A thing like what Allah is created. Wal hayat and life Allah has created. As long as there is life, a baby is formed in the womb of the mother in about 4 months time, roughly. But there is still no life in that womb. When Allah puts the ruh, if the farishta comes, the angel, and now the baby is 5 months more or less, the child is living within the womb of the mother. Everything starts working there now. And Allah says that in that small little factory of Allah Ta'ala, with what precision and perfection the heart is put in its place. The lungs are put in their place, the kidneys, and how many things which we don't know. But one says cholesterol, what refers to as cholesterol. Now doctors say it's a whole chemist. They break up cholesterol into so many things. And the blood, one time it was just blood, but blood has got so many things in it, everything in the body. And how many children have been made at this moment by the children in the womb of? And not only where they are kind of prodigies and all that, but in the three most areas where they have been born there, they also been born with two eyes, they also been born with two legs, two ears. Allah, what is the children of Allah? So when Allah puts life in them, and the minute Allah takes that life out, now that body is useless. The body can't do anything. So this is Allah خلق الموت والحياة. And then, for what reason has Allah done all this? This is the important part for me to understand, for all of us. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. All this Allah has done, not to see that how much of wealth we can amass. How much of money we can put together. No. Why Allah has done that? To test you. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ Who of you are أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. The best أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Yeah, Allah did not say أَكْثَرُ عَمَلًا. Who do the most of amal. That is good that the more we do, alhamdulillah. That Allah wants to see more than the quantity, the quality Allah wants to see. And that is with how much of feeling we do for Allah. How much you sacrifice for Allah, and your own desires, you break your desires, and you do it for Allah Ta'ala. That is what Allah Ta'ala wants to say. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. That who of you are the best of in amal. One friend said it very nicely, that Our Jamaat brothers
made an Elan that our success is in A'mal. But you say some people hear it wrong.
And they hear that our success is in A'mal. Welcome. More welcome, the more success.
A'mal.
No, success is not in welcome. Success is in A'mal. Hey, with the ayn, there indeed is success, not in welcoming to a person.
So, if we, if this comes into us, that the amal we have, and they are done with the correct kifat and quality, with the necessary basic knowledge,
with that in mind, that Allah is watching you. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah used to say, when you get up for tahajjud, anytime you come for namaz, everything, then keep this in mind, that Allah is watching you.
Usually we use this ayah
that Allah is watching you only when we make guna, we think that, and we should at that time, that Allah is watching you, but also think that you are getting up for your time, and of the Hajj's time, Allah is how happy he is that I'm getting up for the Hajj, I'm going for Fajr, etc. Allah will be so happy. So all this we should try and keep in mind. So Allah Ta'ala liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala. In the tafsir of it, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali taught us, ay, liyabluwakum ayyukum atammu aqlaw wa fahma. That Allah wants to see who of you got the best of brain. And what in, who is the person who got the best of brain? Who prepared for his eternal life of God.
May Allah bless us with that reality. That yaqeen comes into us that this dunya's life is temporary.
And it is called in the Quran Sharif mostly mata. Mata is like a dirty piece of cloth that the woman uses in the kitchen. They wipe the stove with it, they wipe any dirty things with it. And they just take little benefit from it, and you don't like to handle it more. So it's a dirty cloth, you throw it one side. Like that Allah has referred to dunya. May that yaqeen come into Allah. There were such people, Allahu Akbar, who did not have the consideration of the dunya in that they had that tawassul. And our akabir and akhlaaf, the ulama of Yawman, Allah has blessed them with such quality. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sa'ad, Rahmatullah Ali's father, Mawlana Yahya Sa'ad. Every day after Maghrib, he is going home. He has no safe, no bank account, no credit card, checkbook, those who have taken this, did not exist with them. Whatever cash he had was in his pocket. After Maghrib, on his way home, he should give it out all the time. He says, Allah who can who pay me today will feed me tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We're not at that level. We can't try there. But just imagine what the work could end. It's a reality. The whole world, the ants, who are feeding the ants? Who are feeding the bees? Who is feeding the elephant? All these animals, wherever they are, who is feeding them? Allah. One time, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was sitting at the shore, the seashore, and he saw that a scorpion or one little, like a small thing like that, frog or something came, and a little ant with a little ant in its mouth, a little worm, and it went into the water. And after a while, it came out of it. So, Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah blessed him with the language of the birds, of the animals also. So he asked that little creature, that what happened? You went in the water and you were that worm, and now he said there is one blind, some insect there in a hollow shell, which can't find its own rosy. My duty Allah has put, I must go there and give it its rosy every day. Okay? The everything, but may Allah put that into our heart, that Allah is the nourisher, the sustainer of everyone. If we have that yaqeen in earning our rozi, we won't go to any means which are not permissible upon him. We won't have that problem with our children, that how we're going to live, and we let them, allow them to go into haram things, etc. We won't have that problem also. Then that yaqeen will come into our heart. So الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم. The second thing, ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. ليبلوكم أيكم أسرع لطاعة الله. Allah wants to see who are those people who are keen and always eager in the obedience of Allah, fulfilling the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And the third, ليبلوكم أيكم أورع عن محارم الله. And who is it amongst you who stay away from the things which Allah has made haram?
death and life. The death that is open,
for that he has given us this life. He has given us everything. It is for this purpose that Allah has given us. And also how beautiful Quran Sharif, if we have been, we have made mistakes in our life, not if, definitely we have made, and we have made big mistakes in our life, that Allah will be Azizul Hakim. Allah is all powerful. Being the all powerful, He is Al Hafur also, the most forgiving. Allah is Allahumma innaka afuwwun. You are an embodiment of forgiveness. Yuhibbul afwa. You love to forgive. Which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi explained so beautifully. He says that if the lion is running in the jungle and by mistake it puts its paw on the rabbit, and the rabbit's on, Mr. Lion today makes me. So anyway, Mr. Lion, today I make you maaf. I won't do you anything. What can the rabbit do to the lion? He can't do anything. What is the value of his making maaf? No value. But if the rabbit was running, and by mistake it puts its leg on the lion, and the lion says, Mr. Rabbit, I make you maaf today, that is to be appreciated. Allah will take the person to charge. And remember, you cannot run away from the world, from Allah's control. You can't run anywhere. And Allah Ta'ala, if He has to take us to God, may Allah forbid, and to take us, there is no refuge for you anywhere whatsoever. Allah is that one thing. But Allah says, though He is so powerful, He can keep you from what side and in which way, but He is also a poor. Ask Him for forgiveness. And the poet says that turn to Allah, come to Allah. You are worshipping the idol. Idol worship also Allah will forgive. And whoever, whatever gunas, you just turn to Allah and Allah will forgive you. So Allah has given us a great gift after the smart excuse that we got here. A cause of rahmat of Allah are wide open. Allah's forgiveness is wide open, and Allah is giving us chance. He's saying, we are talking, we are listening, so that we can make tawbah and return to that great being and make our connection with Him. May Allah give us all topics to work in this direction. For that, Alhamdulillah, there are so many ulama, there are so many mashayikh which are present, the work of tabligh and da'wah is there, and all other fields, which is Darul Uloom, Makasib, all fields of deen are operational, Alhamdulillah, let us just fit in and take part, inshallah, and come into such gatherings, into such environment, and turn towards Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all topics.